Blog Talk Radio.
Second time this weekend. Hopefully this records and they're like able to listen. If anyone's able to chat with me or call in, let me know. All right, and let's kick this off right.
Alton Sterling, regardless if you knew him or not, he is not what the mass media is making him out to be. This is a plaint to try and up to the image of a man who simply trying to earn a living, to take care of his children. With that being said, the individuals involved in his murder took away a man with children who depended upon their daddy on a daily basis. My son is not the youngest. He is the oldest of his siblings. He is 15 years old. He had to watch this, as this was put all over the outlet and everything that was possible to be shown. As some may know, Alton sold CDs and was doing just that, not bothering anyone, and had the consent of the store owners as well. And in the event that recorded during the two officers, that this event would not go unjust.
Right.
It would not go unnoticed, especially for the future.
Justice, no peace.
I, for one, will not rest or not allow him to be swept in the dirt.
Take a picture. Take a picture. I'm calling you a nigger, too. Yeah. Smile, nigger. Smile, nigga.
Yep.
You're harassing me. Put it on the tape, okay? Okay, nigga? Nigga boy. Yeah, keep taking my picture. Keep harassing me, okay?
Alright.
Go ahead. Wow. Put it on tape that you can't drive. You cut people off. Make sure you show that to the cop, you stupid nigga.
So this is how we begin in 2018 for WTF America, where we have individuals like that can be as racist as that individual was to someone who's in a car, in another vehicle. And I can understand if you got mad about whatever it was you can get mad at, but the fact that you think it's okay to be racist, that's the part that is the issue. And as you also heard, Alton Sterling's son, this is what prompted me to come back and get on the air to start working as an activist more actively once again. Because when that piece was aired and I heard his son cry, it angered me. It really angered me, because that is the sound of a child crying for their father, and no one in the white community gave a fuck about that child. No one cared enough to see that child as a human, to see his father as a human. But we can pretend that the white cops were blue people, Smurfs, and all Smurfs matter, but black people don't. So that's why I played that, because I wanted you to hear what was the catalyst for me to come back. Now, there, of course, were some pitfalls and some roadblocks for me coming back as quite fast as I wanted to. But I did come back. I wrote every day after that. I shared pieces from other writers every day. I asked people to comment, to discuss what was going on every day since hearing that child's cry and hearing his mother's call to action, which you all didn't hear. So today and every weekend after, for as long as I can do it, I will be doing this, because the discussion needs to be had in this country. Why is it okay for police violence against black people, but you all are quick to stand up and rally? And not only that, but the media listens to your cries for the others at the Mexican border. And it's so easy for you all to, I don't know, have some fake humanity for people who aren't here, who don't live here, who aren't by you, beside you every single day, who don't work with you. It's easy to pretend to care for France when they're bombed, but we're gunned down every day and we're silent. There were no flags. There was nothing for us as we were killed daily on Facebook. No, but we can have flags behind on our Facebook posts and bullshit for France and whatever other country that has bombing. As if we aren't going through some bullshit here every day and you people are silent. It literally took some white children's faces for you white people to start speaking out about gun violence in schools. Everything requires something or someone that has your skin tone for you to listen, for your ears to perk up. That is incredible. That child's cry didn't anger you over the fact that his father is dead for no fucking reason. That didn't bother you. And it's 2018, so we're years after the fact. And we still don't give a damn. That's crazy. Y'all don't find that crazy? So this show is going to be about that. About a discussion on everything that's going on in this country that is questionable. That's what this show is about. And today we're going to call out, for the most part, these questionable actions of the cops and the questionable actions of white people, because racism only dies when you all kill it, not when we kill it, because we are the victims of it. I don't understand why you all don't understand that. It requires white people to stand up, to work, and destroy your ancestors' legacy. That is your onus. I'm not understanding why you all can't figure that out. Now, of course, we as black people can legislate against your ancestry and your heritage, but that doesn't stamp out the cause. Stamping out the cause comes from you all as allies. So that's why I'm here. That is why I'm doing this for free, because there are others that are doing it, and they're doing it wonderfully on XM, the Sirius XM. But that requires money, of course, and of course they're getting paid to do it. I'm not. So the discussions can go on there for those who can afford to have the discussion. Here it's free. then that is the way it's supposed to be for something like this. We have information that can be disseminated every day almost on Facebook so that you can read, share, because I know all of you have some friend, some family member that you know is a racist, overt racist. You know that. And that is why that information is available to be shared. Because one thing that I know is you all don't have our information that we get every day. You all don't go to our website unless you're a troll. And there are some trolls. A lot. So unless you're a troll, then yes, you will have access to that freely because you've signed up to troll those avenues and those platforms for getting information out about injustices and problems in this horrendous country. But most of you don't have that. And since you don't, I'm here to give it away for free every day and talk about issues and concerns every day. So that is what we are doing at WTF America, because it's incredibly crazy that we have to do basically, and it completely is. It's the movement, Black Lives Matter movement. It is a new civil rights movement going on because white people decided to run backwards over the course of 50 years, literally ran backwards. And we have now a racist president. Thank you. So they've made America white again. Yes, they did it. As you all sat by and didn't help, did not vote against, because a lot of you had the audacity to say, well, I didn't see a reason to vote. Of course, because you aren't affected. It doesn't affect you. Even the only thing they've done in this horrible Orange Cheeto administration, the only thing they've done is lower taxes for the rich. That's it. Destroy Affordable Care Act. That's it. That's all they've done. Nothing else has been accomplished. Everything has been tried and failed, but nothing other than those two things has actually been accomplished. They've accomplished nothing else. And everything that they're trying to accomplish is all evil. And you all just sit by and watch that? In fact, this is the thing I'm going to pose to you. If you have friends or family or you yourself believe you're a Republican or believe the word that you are is a conservative, then you are racist, and you just should say to that. Those other two words are just synonyms for that. You're racist. You're a bigot. You're whatever other freaking word they've come up with to describe you, because that's what you are. That is who you are. Claim it. Stop with this, I'm a conservative. You're not. You're fucking racist. I'm a conservative. I vote for GOP. I'm a Republican. No, you're a racist. That is what you are. Anytime you can vote for policies that do not benefit you to destroy others, that is evil. And evil is the GOP. Evil is a Republican. Evil is a Republican voter. Evil is a person that will say all lives matter and a blue life matters. And until you prove to me there are blue fuckers on this fucking earth somewhere, as if we're in the Avatar, you're a fucking idiot. There are no blue people. So find one first, and then they'll fucking matter. I've yet to see one. Unless you're so goddamn black, you're blue, and you're so steeped in white supremacy that you'll destroy your own people, black white supremacists, I'm talking to you, then yeah, I might believe you. Other than that, no. So though you, if that is you, your family, or your, any, call who you are, call who they are, own it. This is for them. They need to listen. You, if you, that's who you are, you need to listen. People are sick and tired of your racist bullshit. You're sick and tired of your friends and your cousins calling the fucking police on people barbecuing, swimming, trying to go into their own fucking homes, buy a home, sell a home, sleep. I mean, goddamn it. We have an entire list. Every day is a new one of things that white people are calling cops for black people doing. Breathing. I'm sure that's going to come up one day. I'm sure it is. Drinking water. I'm sure one day there's going to be a cop called for those two things. We're going to get down to that point. You're going to be, then no lie, mind you, that is exactly how it was when Emmett Till was killed, when they burned the Black Wall Street. That is what that was about. Blacks breathing. So I promise you, we're heading that way. So if you think that's far-fetched, please believe it's not. That is where we're heading. And we need to talk about this. This is what this platform is for. Discussion. It doesn't even matter if you are in agreement or not. It is called discussion for that reason. We must talk to learn. We must talk to destroy this problem. There is no destruction without the talking, the beginning. We're just going to sit around and pretend it's not there. Pretend we don't see people getting killed. So we're going to pretend that we didn't hear Roseanne Barr's ridiculous, "I thought the bitch was white." Really? Valerie's been working for 8 fucking years. Where the fuck has Roseanne been? Even if she was white, I've yet to hear a white person call another white person a fucking monkey. So try again, bitch. Trump may think everybody in America is retarded like him. I don't know why Roseanne seems to think that that worked for her. No one believes that shit. So, we're just going to pretend that didn't happen. So, yes, we need to talk about it. So, there's a way to call. There's a way to write. You can actually write on the Facebook page. It's open for free comments. It's open for posting. If you find something that I haven't seen before or something that troubles you that maybe because some things are going on locally that eventually I do get. But you can post there. In fact, I don't even care if it's posted in this. You know, everything is allowed to be posted and or talked about. So, and that's been there for years. It's always been that way. You can do whatever. Because just like Roseanne is an obvious racist, which we've always known, you can post there if you want to be a racist and let people know that you are. It's cool. I don't care. Because as long as we know who you are or whatever, that's what I appreciate more about people who have their Smurf Lives Matter stickers or license plates. At least I know they're racist. I can tell instantly by looking at that. If you have, you know, a shirt or a hat that says MAGA or whatever fuck, yeah, I can tell you're a racist, and that's great. Because I know how to deal with your fucking asses. I have to come across you instantly. No problem. I actually prefer overt racists over the fucking ones that hide, that decide to hide behind computers and type and wag their fingers. Or smile on your face when you're shopping somewhere. Those are the worst. So I would prefer knowing who the fuck the racists are. Because the hiding is the annoying part. Because I couldn't have been alive at the time of Emmett Till. That wouldn't have been, couldn't have been my son. Because he, one, would not have been murdered. They would have had to kill me because I would never have turned him over. And the bitch that decided that she just had to call somebody on this kid, and that we're still going through to this day, where children, for because of some lie, just the other day, cops were called and guns drawn on children because some child want to lie. So we're back. We're like I said, we're going backwards. We have gone backwards. So now we're back to that, where Emmett Till can be killed because, hey, those cops are doing just what they did to him. Because it's, in you know, the cops' eyes, justifiable to kill Trayvon Martin. That's justifiable. It's justifiable to kill Mike Brown because you're scared for your life because you decided to put yourself in a situation you shouldn't have put yourself in. But it's a child. So, really, you're scared of children? And if you're that scared of children, stay your fucking ass in the car. Drive a fuck away. The kid is on the street walking. Scared for your life when you have a fucking weapon you're sitting inside of. Get the fuck away if you're that goddamn scared. This is why no one should be able to say with any justification for any of these, because none of them make fucking sense. That's why it outrages me and angers me that no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to do anything about it. And those who think it's okay try to justify it when you can clearly see none of it, none of them make sense. It doesn't make sense to be able to shoot someone when you have a weapon and they don't, and they aren't doing anything threatening. If they're running away from you, really, the fuck are you in fear of? The dude isn't Spawn. That is insane. You can drive the fuck away. Drive the fuck away. Oh, and don't do like the fucking idiot cop from my hometown and try to run someone over with a car. Supposedly justifiable. That is not. Like I said, you're sitting inside of a weapon. Thusly, if the individual is unarmed and you have a fucking weapon you're sitting in, you can't use it. That is not justifiable. Yet and still, there were people that tried to justify that bullshit. Oh, he did get fired. Of course, a hick-ass town somewhere else hired his ass. Thankfully, very few blacks live there, so there won't be too many of him to kill. And if he were to kill any, he'd be outside his jurisdiction, which means his badge means bullshit. So thankfully, white folks can like that can live in hick-ass, dark-ass, sleepy-ass places like that, because my black ass couldn't. I'm a first-world motherfucker. I don't live in the fucking dark, in the fucking boonies somewhere, drinking creek water and eating fucking rats and shit off the street. That's okay for those types of people. That's okay for them. I don't do that. So, thankfully, majority of my people don't stay there either. So, he can stay his cracker ass, his racist ass in the hick sticks and shoot raccoons all day and pretend to be a cop. Thankfully, of course, too, it's a huge pay cut. They're not paying him what they pay where I stay. So, good for him having a low-wage cop job. So, that's good. He can still pretend to be some badass somewhere. Good on them. It's still a fucking weapon. And that's why police or law enforcement and or the criminal justice system should be reformed, because no cop should be able to be fired for fucking up as a cop and get hired as a said cop anywhere else in America. Tarded. If you fuck up at a bank somewhere, no other bank is going to hire you. If you fuck up as a teacher somewhere, no fucking place is going to hire you as a goddamn teacher. But if you fuck up as a cop, yep, you're good to go. Here's a goddamn gun. But that makes sense to racists, though. That's all good. Because they know, this is anyone else who studied history knows, that that's all the police were meant for anyway. Policing black people. Protecting and serving white people. That is what they were for. That is what they're doing. That is, they are doing, in effect, what they're supposed to do, and they're doing it well. That's why none of them believe there needs to be reform, because they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're doing what they were meant to do historically, and they're doing it fine. So why would you need to, in their mind, fix something that ain't broken? Because it's not. It is working as it was intended. The problem is, that isn't what we want today. There are millions of people in this country that want that shit changed. There are other millions of people that decide to be quiet and sit by and watch the problem. Because why would you fence watch something you know is wrong? Or if you fence watch and you know that you agree with it, why not just join up with those people and say, it's okay. I am fine with the calling of cops on people for no reason. I'm okay with people being racist for absolutely no reason. I can listen to Alton's son cry and not feel anything. I'm fine with that because I don't see those people as people. Just say that. And if that is not how you feel, then say something. Be an ally. Do not pretend like you care, like Roseanne pretended. Like, in fact, she didn't even do it well. Like, she's a horrible actress. Horrible. Everyone's always known she's racist. Luckily, she got a job, still as a racist, to do a literally a racist ass show. Because like I said before, if you are a Republican and or vote for a Republican, you are a racist. And if your show is based on you being a fucking retard Republican, then you're a fucking racist ass show. Whether it's fictional or not, it's still a racist ass show. And then of all the only people of color on there that I ever saw, I didn't even know that what's her name was a writer on there. There's a black girl in the poster, which in a sea of white I missed. It wasn't until her racist ass antics come out that I'm like, what? One, I was never watched that fucking show. I didn't like it in the 80s or in late, you know, early 90s. I wasn't gonna watch it in the 21st fucking century. You know, fuck if you reboot it or not. I'm not watching Fuller House either. Just the posters turned me off. Like, that is way too much going on in that poster. Like, I'm sick of Netflix showing me the Fuller House shit. Stop. I'm not going to watch it, ever. Same thing with Roseanne. There's no fucking way I would ever watch that show. But looking at everything that they had put out on it, I didn't know there was a black girl in the show. So there you are, pretending. I put her in there. You didn't have any black folks in the fucking original show. But it makes sense to put one in this time. Who told you to do that? We know you're racist, so there's no reason to fake. And I don't know what they did with the character, where her background was. I'm not going to find out. I'm not wasting my time. The fact that there was an audience supposedly for that shit, that's scary. 21st century, and we're gonna watch some garbage. The Roseanne show. We're literally gonna put money to have Roseanne on TV again. That's crazy. You might as well bring the Cosby Show. You might as well bring the Cosby Show back. We got. Thank God they got rid of that shit. Thankfully, she showed her true colors, which she hadn't done any hiding of anyway. I mean, all of her postings were still available for everybody to see and read. So she didn't do anything differently, really. Except really screw herself because they had given her a platform that she didn't have previously when she was doing all of her ranting and crap online. And then she got this platform, she didn't shut her mouth. And that's the only reason why she got fired. That's the only reason. And then, because she's upset, because now she's almost broke. She's making videos at home on YouTube, I guess. So it's because she's upset about what she said, and because Ambien, being a drug, did not make her racist, she was already, she decided to figure out another way to explain away what she did. And I thought the bitch was white, is her comment. I would like a white person to tell me where have you heard another white person call another white person an ape or a monkey or anything? That's not even, like, we can't even get away with, we don't have a derogatory, we meaning black people, don't even have a derogatory word for white people because none of them stick. None of them stick because it's like, whatever. Because here's the problem with it, actually. White people see themselves as individuals. And because of that, we can say whatever, and it doesn't stick because the next individual is like, oh, that's cool, or that doesn't make sense, or that doesn't matter. It's individual living in this belief that, so because there's no white community, there's no way of making it work. So that's why cracker has never been derogatory. It's never been derogatory. It's just been a word that, I guess they tried to make bad, and it didn't stick. It didn't work. It does not have the sting or hit or punch as a white person saying nigger. It doesn't. It never will. It never will. So I know for a fact no other white person ever called another white person a fucking ape or a monkey. I know that because that wouldn't have made any fucking sense. No sting, doesn't make, why would you even say that? So that didn't make sense for her to come out and say that because I don't, you know, I guess that's why I know the white people have said anything about it because they're like, what? Okay, whatever. Move on to the next thing because that didn't make any sense to me. Is Roseanne crazy? Where did you spend your last 8 years? How did you not ever see this woman doing any work? Oh, and speaking, because like I was talking about earlier about the radio of Sirius and XM, she's been on those stations, those black talk shows, many a time. I've heard her speak many a time in the course of Obama's administration. So you know, I guess Roseanne wasn't listening to those shows. And 72% of white Americans have zero connection with black people, meaning friendships, family, or anything outside of going to work or coming across some in passing. 72% of white people have zero. That is crazy in this country. That is crazy. That is just absurd as there is almost 80% of people in America are illiterate, meaning not that they can't read, it's that they don't read well. And they don't read for the purpose or the sake of reading. Almost 80% of people. That is just as absurd as that sounded to you if you're white and you're listening. That is as absurd as it sounds to me as a black person hearing that white people are not befriending or loving black people. That's how absurd that sounds to us, especially me. Because that's a large population of people. This election, of course, proves that that statistic was right. Because how in the world would an outright racist, who's loved by racists, who sympathize with racists, how would that person win presidency? Then go on to not only be a racist, like if you could be a racist, right, and be brilliant, do brilliant things, and then other people of the world would probably, you know, say, fuck that racist, why he's doing great things, I guess. But no, he's a buffoon as well, which makes sense because almost all races are dumb. They are usually low IQ people. So he falls right in line with that. Who gives a fuck he has supposedly billions of dollars? Doesn't matter. He's still a buffoon. So you fall right in line with the other buffoons of your ilk. Like, this makes so much sense. Probably why I really loved Barack. Because, not just because he was president, because I liked him before that, but because I could see hanging with someone who I could actually have a conversation with, who actually compliments me if I were hanging out with he and his wife, because those are the type of people I would hang with, who I could speak with, who I could talk to, and we understand each other and could learn something. There's nothing that fucking orange dude in the White House right now, nothing I could get from that. Just listening to him answer easy questions where he obviously doesn't understand what's being asked of him, even though it was easy. He just comes up with the simplest words. No one should be that simple. They're the vocabulary that limited. We're going to make a very bad commercial. Okay, one, it's the 21st century, so we're not using bad as good anymore. Two, you should be able to describe the bullshit you're pushing better than that. If you want to do 80s commercials for drugs, describe this shit so people understand who weren't fucking living in the 80s can get. You didn't really use just one word to describe it, the same word as the drugs. Bad drugs are bad. We're going to make a bad video, a bad commercial to describe bad drugs. Really, dude? Really? You couldn't come up with anything? But you're going to belittle the black man that spoke so much better, where everyone can understand, and not sit there and go, what the fuck? You belittle him for 8 years, but you can't say shit right. You can't get shit right. And that's basically how all races really, like, I agree, it is a disease. It seems that it's such a disease, it fucks the brain. Which is why it's a lot of times easy to come out and see a racist instantly, because they're so stupid. If the smarter ones, I guess, died off, and the ones that are left and they're here are literally inbred retards and still be getting inbred retards, like the idiot bitch in Missouri. Come on, let's go nigger hunting. Bitch, you worked as a waitress somewhere. You ain't got the brains or the intellect to do anything better. Then you don't even have, one, integrity. Two, you don't even have the work ethic to even go into the United States Air Force full fucking time. You go in part-time as a reservist. You're not even in college, bitch. What? You should have been running to do it full-time. You're working as a waitress, making no money, but you're so retarded and racist, you don't understand that shit. You so hillbilly and bumpkin ass, you decide to go rolling around in the dirt, nigger hunting. One, bitch, ain't no black people out there. Where are you going hunting for niggers at? Where? That's not the savannah. In fact, if you were trying to find any, you missed the entire big ass city nearby where there are black people. You're in the woods. So yes, you are fucking racist because there are no black people for you to be hunting out in the fucking woods in the dirt of Missouri. So try again with I have black friends. No, you don't. You have tokens like Ben Carson. So you can string out and see, I have a black friend like Trump. Where's the black and the there? Yeah, no. You're racist. It was obvious because you're stupid. There are no black people hanging out in the woods, in the dirt, in the dark. Especially in rural-ass, racist-ass Missouri. Most especially. In fact, almost all the blacks in Missouri live in two polarized places in that fucking state, each of which are shared by the adjacent states, St. Louis and Kansas City, and is shared by Illinois and Kansas. That's where the majority of black people are. So if you are hunting any black people, you are in the fucking wrong place. You suck. Your navigation sucks. You'd be the worst airman ever because you couldn't find your fucking ass out of a wet paper bag. You're out in the fucking woods in the dark with your white-ass friends who are lighting up everything, talking about finding black people. Nigger hunting. That's why I helped your ass out of the military. So if your friends and or family decide to show you this, which will be a podcast forever, yes, I was one of the people directly that helped you get the fuck out. Because hashtag not my Air Force. You racist bitch. You already got it looking stupid with white man Air Force Base Missouri in the middle of nowhere. You couldn't commit to even get sent out there full time. Y'all are so fucking retarded. And then you got some university professor who's going to call the cops because there are people barbecuing with charcoal in a park. First of all, who the fuck? Who asked you to involve yourself in somebody else's shit? Why are you so goddamn nosy? Who the fuck wanted you to? No one invited you. So you're just going to sit around and pull your phone out and call the cops to help you out. And then when they get there, you're going to start crying. Who's harassing who? I don't recall, especially from the video and the white woman who was recording the video, nobody asked you over there. No one called you. No one called you out your name to come over and then have you ask them why they did so. No. You brought yourself over there to call them out over something you assumed, which even if it was, that's the crazy, even if it were true that they couldn't be there doing what it was they were doing, who gives a fuck? It ain't got nothing to do with you. I would prefer you, Barbecue Becky, say something about the murder of Trayvon. Say something about Tamir Rice. Say something about Alton Sterling. Say something about that. Call that out. How about you then call the cops? How about you do something about that? But you want to involve yourself in somebody barbecuing. But you sit silent for everything else. That is absolutely evil. You decide to make barbecuing your evil. That's stupid. But when you're racist, something fucks your brain up. So you don't understand what good and evil are anymore because to you it's opposite. to the racist, it's opposite. The fact that you can listen to a child cry and not feel something, but see some charcoal and go off the fucking handle is insane. Absolutely insane.
Alton Sterling, regardless if you knew him or not, he is not what
you can listen to this and not feel anything.
This is a plaint to try and up to the image of a man who simply tried to earn a living to take care of his children. With that being said, the individuals involved in his murder took away a man with children who depended upon their daddy on a daily basis. My son is not the youngest. He is the oldest of his siblings. He is 15 years old. He had to watch this as this was put all over the outlet and everything that was possible to be shown. As some may know, Alton sold CDs and was doing just that, not bothering anyone, and had the consent of the store owners as well. And then the events that recorded during the two officers, that this event would not go unjust.
That's right.
It would not go unnoticed, especially for the future.
Justice, no peace.
I, for one, will not rest or not allow him to be swept in the dirt.
I agree with her. I agree with her. Years later, that is my catalyst still. Every time I read an article about a murder or a cop being called, which would potentially be another murder, that is who I think of, that boy crying. I'm the eldest of three. I couldn't imagine my father. Now I have to console while also needing to be consoled my other brothers because some fucking racist cop didn't see my father as a human, didn't see my father as his father, his brother, his son, his friend and or cousin. That is fucking crazy. Can't empathize. I don't give a fuck about sympathy. The fact that you can't empathize is the reason you are silent. The reason racism still lives, will continue. The reason it is infested the millennial white. Because you can't empathize. It's also the reason why every time a Republican even voices, quote, unquote, sympathy, it is hollow, which is why it's a phrase now. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Are you thoughts and prayers, thoughts and, it's just fucking hollow. You don't empathize to begin with, so your sympathy has nothing. So it's a phrase. It's another hashtag. Thoughts and fucking prayers. Because you all don't care. Even when it happens to one of you all. Because white people are so individualistic and only thinks of themselves. That is why it's always, when it comes to white people in general, outside of racism, it is I, me, mine. Whereas blacks is we, ours. And you can hear that difference in almost everything. FUBU, for us, by us. You all can't do a FUBU because there is no us for you. It's always the me and the I. That's why I can pull myself up by my bootstraps. We as black people don't have a fucking bootstrap to pull up. So there's a we. We must do. We must help. It's about us. But everything with you all is I and me. Mine, 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 mine. I vote for my interests. Not for the interests of others. I vote for my interests. That's why white people can vote Republican, because they have that one interest. Because fuck everyone else about the others is my. I sit there and watch a Vice piece, or was it an ABC piece, and they were talking to voters in rural, broken-ass Texas about why they voted. And then, they had a Mexican woman. So stupid. So fucking stupid. Her husband got deported, and this bitch is like, I think, you know, he'll change. He deported your husband. He doesn't see you even as a human, let alone your husband. He's not changing shit. None of the people around him is changing shit. In fact, those people around him are the reasons that those policies exist. So your stupid ass voted for the white man because you're stupid. Because racism fucks your brain. Then you have the white guy who owns a farm. He voted for Trump too for the issue, his issue. His issue is he wanted the tax, the generational tax or whatever. Fuck that. You can fuck millions of other people. Watch millions of other people get fucked by those people you voted for because you wanted that one thing, which he didn't even do. That's crazy. That is why we all can sit around silent, quiet, popping in and out like ghosts, looking for something to troll, looking for something to call the cops on. You know how many times I've been in Facebook jail because some white racist in their feelings? Oh my God, he said this in a comment and I'm so angry. Bitch, where were you angry when Tamir Rice was killed? You want to be locked down on Facebook jail because you're angry about a comment? Well, why didn't you call me out? Why didn't you talk to me about what my comment was? No, because I want to sit by the sidelines and be quiet and ghost and be scared. I don't want to talk to the fucking people about what it is that angers me, so we can come to an understanding that you're the problem, not me. But now that you understand that you're the problem, all you have to do is fix it. You don't have to fix it, but if you do, you'd be better. That's where we could get to, but we can't get there because we want to call somebody. We always have somebody we can call for help. But as a black person, I don't have that. I don't have someone I can call. I can't call the cops and trust that when they get here, that I'm going to live. Even if my house is being robbed or burning, I can't trust the fucking fire department not to be a racist ass when they get here. Because, God damn it, we have racist cops or firefighters now. They're just outright racist. So, hey, my house is burning. Here comes the fucking racist brigade to do what? I don't know. I guess, you know, he's black. I don't know if I'll put his fire out. Oh, there's a firefighter doing his job as a black man, and the police are called on him. He's a firefighter doing his job, and a racist calls the cops on him. Like, can you all not see that your racism is fucking your brain up? And your fucking racist ass, fucked up ass brain is causing black people PTSD, all kinds of other health issues that are just rampant because we have to live with this shit every day, all day. Because you all don't want to deal with your shit that your ancestors did while you all sit around, well, I've never owned slaves. You didn't have to own any slaves to do what, if we were slaves, you would have done. Because you're continually doing it. So I should never, ever, ever hear another white person say that shit. I didn't own slaves. Who gives a fuck? Your family did, and you're doing the same shit they did. So there you go. Fuck your whole discussion of that bullshit, that whole argument you tried to throw out. Fuck that. As long as you continue racism, it doesn't matter. You own a slave. You're still doing it as if you did. So fuck that argument. Hopefully that makes sense and you understand that. It doesn't fucking matter if you own any. If you, as long as you do oppressive ass shit as if you were the owner of a slave, then it doesn't matter. You're just as fucked up. And the only reason why you're able to do that same shit is because of your ancestors. Only reason. So hey, now you know. You are just as fucked up as they were. And only you can unfuck yourself. But you don't want to. You don't want to do that. You don't want to talk to black people. Even if you have friends, what you do is you pull them out of their environment to make yourself comfortable. You bring them to yours. You take from our culture and you try to call it yours when it's obvious it's not. But you don't want the black person that that culture is attached to. You just want the culture. You just want the cool thing you saw. And you all don't see it as a problem. So you all can see, read, I don't know, pretend that when one writes, one posts, one puts out for the world to hear, to know Israel exists, you all pretend it doesn't. That have you all as friends, while you do that, they're just as bad. They're just as bad. Because in fact, a black white supremacist is the worst white supremacist. The worst. Because there's nothing like having the bad guy living in your house. There's nothing like having the bad guy hiding in plain sight, literally wearing your skin. Black white supremacists are the worst. House niggers. Ben Carson, Stacey Dash. The worst. You all love them, though, because they do your bidding. They come in, they hide, and they fuck up our shit for your benefit, not even to theirs, because a white cop doesn't see them as anything other than that. And, oh, and Hispanics, too. Yeah. I don't know why y'all pretend like y'all have a pathway to whiteness. Latinos are black. It's not even a real thing, just so you know. So I'm not talking about them, but the Hispanics, the one that call themselves white on their birth certificates, which is why there's such a thing as Hispanic white and non-Hispanic white, because white people got real privy real quick. It was like, what the fuck? So, yep, every Mexican that's born in America, their birth certificate says they're white. And if you don't believe me, ask every Mexican you come across that's born here. Ask them. So, a Mexican lawmaker in, I think it was New Mexico, gets pulled over, and then she wants to call privilege, and I broke, you know, legislation for you people, and they arrest her drunk ass. Yeah, be glad you didn't get killed, one. Two, that, well, they did ask for some, you know, to even prove that she was American, but you're an American lawmaker. You idiot. Just because you side with the evil, that doesn't do anything for you when they come for you. That does nothing. So when they come for us and Stacey Dash and Bing Carson is looking like, hi, but master, you know, I'm just doing your bidding. And what? Bye. We can't have a roach in here when we're trying to exterminate roaches. Kind of defeats the purpose of exterminating roaches then. Sorry. That's stupid. To side with your oppressor and then think that they're going to keep you, what, as a pet? I mean, then, of course, you can't breed, so you're stupid. Like, it's so easy to understand this shit in this day and age as opposed to back then. But it's real easy to understand. That does not make any sense to side with them, because when they come for you, they're coming for everyone. That includes you. You know, you try to help them, you know, move their cause and throw your own people on the buses and shit, even possibly drive said bus. Doesn't mean anything. In fact, if they're smart, they'll take you out first so they don't have to explain anything after. Idiot. That's how I would do it. So why would you even side with them? You're not benefiting anything. And they're the worst. And anyone that has a friend like that, you're an idiot. Because you're causing your own problems. You're causing your own problem by having someone like that in your circle. That's why I erased all Republican. Any of my friends that even claim that they vote. In fact, if I have friends now that haven't disclosed that they are Republican, they best not, because you are not my friend. And people open their mouth. You can't, you know, any vote. We can own, we can have paper and practical use. So to side with your oppressor on this issue is stupid. And then to even bring that up with me as if I won't understand the nuance of that. And it's crazy because you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. The fact that you would even side with them just because, what, you feel cool having your gun? You feel cool having, yeah, like, for one, I would like that change so it's fair across the board. Because you're not understanding that it's not fair across the board. It makes you part of the problem. If you understood that it was fair, that it wasn't fair, and that's the fight you should be fighting, that's the argument you should be making, then we are cool. But the fact that you are taking the oppressor's argument, that's the problem. I'm because against my kids and their kids, you're working against my family. So you gotta get your friends. We're enemies, we're foes, you got to go. Any of my friends that listen and decide, you know, hey, I'm a vote Republican, I'm a Republican, get the hell on. You can't change their mind because they're brain fucked. You can't get them to understand reason. You can't get them to understand good. There's no reason to discuss. Can't understand it. Make any sense to me. To say you're very one good. You will. There's no way to. There's this. And usually that you doing at some point. It's not like you were. They're not before policies of middle ground, like it has to be a point where leave. It has something that you don't see. But I guess you there's no bridge between there's no bridge for like either good or evil. I guess because a lot of things don't affect you. And the ones that do aren't as bad as they would be. So I don't know what you would allow. There's true to yourself. There's no way that you could be someone who is for you could do that. Way that you could then the patient appears doesn't how about that anybody that so simple if that doesn't instantly or if you're not even didn't even hear this before today. Because you're complicit.
Take a picture. I'm calling you a nigger too. Yeah. Smile, nigger.
Yep.
You're harassing me. Put it on the tape, okay? Okay, nigger. Nigger boy. Yeah, keep taking my picture. Keep harassing me, okay?
Alright.
Go ahead. Wow. Put it on tape that you can't drive. You cut people off. Make sure you show that to the cop, you stupid nigger.
I'm like, why? All. And if they ever use it, it's because they use it incorrectly. They don't ever use them. So that's why Sandra Bland is a fucking really, really sits as a thorn in my side still to this day. Because white people do not use turning signals. So I can understand. But there's no war. Cases or can think I've been at no one times. I've never I went have a literal symbol for all the shit thing. And here's it. It has to it. Is an ally. When they hear that, they feel the same way. Like, what the fuck? I can get you being mad about something and you off. If I have, I can even talk about that on a level of I'm with you. That's some bullshit type. But when you throw in stuff, you fucked up. That. Now Waffle House. More pieces forever. However, the fact that he does that is his car. Is this look for this? Talk about this is body that they're new or this school of you know him because he's been obviously that same guy forever. Psychologically, not change a little change for your course of your life is your intelligence, personality. For the longest. So he's always been the racist pop on that guy. So he fucked around and fucked up when he got in proximity of some new guy. Nope. Not for whoever that was. Like, if that's what we that was like, cool, fuck you. No more, thanks to that's an ally. That's an ally, and the reason I 100% reason he understood the reason he did that he asked, you actually have black people care. Then that you hear about, then do what he part of the meetings, he wasn't part of the conversation. It to like, and the reason it was. I guess a white girl felt privileged that extended to that. So I say what I want to say in this company, and it's okay. But what he didn't know was that white guy has a connection to some black people. While the other white guy has zero, he's by that 72%, zero connection. So it's okay for him and the people like him and the other people that. Because they don't have any, so they don't have empathy for black people. But he did because shut down. It was shut down because he told the truth. He told what happened, and people were outraged and stopped. And I'm sure everyone listening to my voice, if anyone is listening to my voice, and heard unless they went on my page. But that is what an ally looks like. So if you want to have a discussion, it's uncomfortable because they better be fucking uncomfortable. And change. If you throw yourself into a situation, you can. pro. If you want to sit on the sidelines in silence and say nothing, change, you're not going to say anything. And you're part of the problem. You're complicit. That is why anytime anyone is silent about anything that is wrong, you are complicit. It is why you should be able to chew gum and walk at the same time. So I should be able to speak out on injustices going on at the border and also still speak out about injustices going on with police brutality at the same time. You can tell someone who's disingenuous is if they can speak out about one and not about the other or any other issue, and they want to put all their time in this one thing, and then when that one thing is over, they go silent again. You're part of the problem. That is why I played Alton Sterling's son on this day in 2018. Because even though it happened a couple of years ago, it still happened, and it still bothers me, and it's still going on. So there's no reason why I, just like his mother said, why would I let that go? And thank God they're reopening the investigation of Emmett Till. And I want that bitch, because she's still alive, to get the fucking death penalty. She is ever having executed. Do some fucking research. Read a fucking book. Watch the damn documentary if you're your forte. But what the fuck are you about? This is American history. It's present day history. I'm sure when you come across it, it's going to feel really, really old for you. In my 30s, I have old but you've not seen. I'm sure songs exist. Everyone see what I see. You'll remember. So we haven't forgotten. And as she sits with God today, she should know justice is coming. And pray that white woman is executed. That's what she deserves. And while we sit today in 2018, and the cop who killed Alton still walks, while none of the white people who call cops on black people for a living have received zero except for the who sold drugs, calling the cops on a little girl selling water. Yeah, she should be broke. She should be in the unemployment line. That's what she deserves. You want to be a racist, that's where they go. Racists are in the unemployment line, so they get their job at McDonald's and they get their welfare. Because the number one population in America that's on welfare, white people. So don't let those senators, I think it was in Wisconsin, don't let them lie. Don't let them lie to you. In the welfare queens, in the black race, those are white folks. Those are welfare queens. Hello, Richard Ozall. So understand this. Majority of the problems, you all have. You all just like to pass it off on somebody else. And cause others issues, other people problems. Deal with your problems. Or if you want to, they could be everyone's problems and we all deal with them together. But you need to stop throwing other people under buses and stop making other people's lives hell for no reason other than the fact that you have a fucking problem with your racist ass brains. And with that, every weekend, just so you know, 7 o'clock, this is where we'll be. If you have anything, and I'm going to leave you all with this. So you all have a good day. And if you want to discuss anything further, you know where to find me.
Won't you say?